as they say, is the BBC, who are tickled to bits to bring to thee Marriott Monologues, funny and clean. The best monologue writer that's ever been. So listen and laugh, join in, take part in Marriott Edgar's Works of Art.
We present Marriott Monologues, the monologues of Marriott Edgar. Accompanied on the piano by Brian Fitzgerald, here is this week's monologist, Thora Heard, with The Lion and Albert.
There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head out, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean, the waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So, seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. There was one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now, Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with its horse's head handle and poked it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roar, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, your lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure that it's your boy he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Your lion's at Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right, right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert and after we'd paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying, "How much to settle the matter?" Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. Then off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap. They told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have a father's sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children to feed a reliant? Not me." Oh, dear. Oh, that monologue, I suppose, has really been part of my life. When I think how long ago it is since it came out, I can remember with excitement going and buying the record at a shop called House in Queen Street in Morecambe. I can remember that. And I suppose it was really like youngsters are with pop singers today. You know, they'd be the top of the pops and all the time they're singing a line of it. But we will be walking around saying a line out of Lyon and Albert. I know, living in Morecambe, we'd often go to Blackpool and we'd often get off the train and look and say, "Oh, there's no wrecks and nobody drowned." Nothing to laugh at all. But another thing about it is the fact it's been a little bit of my life all along, up to now, and I've lived a lot of years, as you all know. When our daughter Jan was about 3, and I suppose being the child of people who were on the stage, as the saying goes, she'd do little bits about kittens and dogs and that, but she didn't ever speak Lancashire. I mean, I don't speak Lancashire dialect very well, but of course you can tell I'm from Lancashire. But she could imitate me, and she would say Lyon and Albert if we'd friends in, or when the time came when she went to school at little concerts. So that was always part of the life. But the funny thing is, although my granddaughter is now 21, you see, she's an American. And when she was little, and we often went to America, and we'd be having little concerts, and Daisy could imitate me very well when she was small. And what did she imitate me with? The Lyon and Albert. So, you see, it's been a very interesting part of my life. And, of course, a lot of other monologues were part of my life, because when I was small, I was fortunate enough to be the daughter of my father, who was manager on the Central Pier at Morecambe, after he'd been manager of the Royalty Theatre. And there they had concert parties that would come for about a fortnight, really top-class concert parties. And there was always a monologist. Well, and that's a good word for your crosswords. A monologist who would do a monologue. There were so many monologues, sad monologues that you cried at, funny monologues, and the very famous one, The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God. So a lot of them I knew, and indeed when I grew older and I hadn't the money to pay anybody to write them for me, and that is the truth, I would write them for myself. Of course, not as well as Marriott Edgar, but it was cheaper than paying somebody to write them because I didn't have the money then. And in case any of you are very worried and thinking that Albert is still in the stomach of the lion, I'm here to tell you that Marriott Edgar wrote yet another monologue entitled The Return of Albert. You've heard how young Albert Ramsbottom in the zoo up at Blackpool one year, with a stick with an horse's head handle, gave a lion a poke in the ear. The name of the lion was Wallace. The poke in the ear made him wild. And before you could say, "Bob's your uncle," he'd up and he'd swallowed the child. He was sorry the moment he'd done it. With children, he'd always been chums. And besides, he'd no teeth in his noddle. And he couldn't chew Albert on gums. He could feel the lad moving inside him as he lay on his bed of dried ferns. And it might have been little lad's birthday. He wished him such happy returns. But Albert kept kicking and fighting till Wallace arose feeling bad and felt it were time that he started to stage a comeback for the lad. So with his head down in a corner, on his front paws he started to walk. And he coughed, and he sneezed, and he gargled, till Albert shot out like a cork. Old Wallace felt better directly, and his figure once more became lean. But the only difference with Albert was, his face and his hands were quite clean. Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom had gone home to tea feeling blue. Ma says, "I feel down in the mouth like,
Pa said, aye, I bet Albert does too. Said Ma, it just goes for to show you that the future is never revealed. If I thought we was going to lose him, I'd have not had his boots sold and healed. Let's look on the bright side, said Father. What can't be helped must be endured. Every cloud has a silvery lining, and we did have young Albert insured. A knock at the door came that moment, as Father these kind words did speak. 'Twas the man from Prudential he'd called for, their tuppence per person per week. When Father saw who had been knocking, Hinz laughed, and he kept laughing so that the young man said, what's there to laugh at? Pa said, you'll laugh at all when you know. Excuse him for laughing, said Mother, but really things happen so strange. Our Albert's been ate by a lion. You've got to pay us for a change, said the young fella from the Prudential. Now, come, let's understand this. You don't mean to say that you've lost him? Ma said, oh, no, we know where he is. When the young man had heard all the details, a bag from his pocket he drew, and he paid him with interest and bonus the sum of £9.42. Pa had scarce got his hand on the money when a face at the window they see, and Mother said, hey, look, it's Albert. And Father said, aye, it would be. Young Albert came in all excited and started his story to give. And Pa says, I'll never trust lions again, not as long as I live. The young fella from the Prudential to pick up the money began. And Father said, hey, just a moment. Don't be in a hurry, young man. Then giving young Albert a shilling, he said, pop off back to the zoo. Here's your stick with the horse's head handle. Go and see what the tigers can do.
Thora Heard brought you The Lion and Albert and The Return of Albert by Marriott Edgar. Piano accompaniment was by Brian Fitzgerald. Marriott's Monologues is produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.